From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Abby Larico. City Garden is back in action after an eight-month renovation. Visitors to the St. Louis Sculpture Park say it's become an essential part of downtown.
I think the city needs more gathering points, you know, and I think this is a perfect sort of iteration of that. It's become a significant downtown magnet.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin brings us the sounds from a festive day of reopening. That's coming up on The Gateway. The state of Missouri will execute a man today convicted of killing a Jefferson City couple. Governor Mike Parson denied David Hozier's request for clemency yesterday. In a statement, the governor said that he hopes carrying out the death penalty sentence can provide closure to the families of the victims. Hozier was found guilty of killing Angela Gilpin. The court found the two had once had an affair and that Hozier murdered her and her husband, Rodney, in their Jefferson City home in 2009. This is Missouri's second inmate execution in 2024. The outgoing director of the Missouri Department of Conservation is reflecting on her long career managing the state's outdoor spaces. Sarah Parker Pauly shared her thoughts on St. Louis on the Air. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from that conversation.
Pauly was the leader of the Department of Conservation and the Department of Natural Resources. That meant she was in charge of managing the state's hunting and fishing areas and Missouri State Park System. Pauly says conservation areas were especially important for Missouri's mental and physical health during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Science is now proving that it has a significant benefit to mental health, certainly to physical health, to be outdoors and connected with nature.
Pauly retired as Conservation Department Director earlier this year. Jason Sumners is her successor. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
The new Farm Bill recently took a step forward in the House of Representatives. A proposal made it out of committee, but food assistance will likely be a flashpoint in the discussions ahead. The Republican-led proposal suggests placing limits on how benefits are calculated. Critics say that could cut food assistance for low-income individuals by about $30 billion over the next 10 years. But Missouri Congressman Mark Alford, a Republican from Cass County, says he's focused on making the program more efficient, not slashing benefits.
Democrats feel like we are trying to cut the program, and that's not the case. If we can move to a program that has more integrity, more health benefits, it is going to be greater for our nation and greater for our taxpayers.
Alford points to the parts of the bill that would allow frozen and canned produce to be covered, create an accountability office, and expand eligibility for the program. Illinois lawmakers just passed sweeping regulations on the state's rapidly increasing carbon capture and storage industry, effectively slamming the brakes on the controversial practice. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Polluting industries want to pipe planet-warming carbon dioxide into the ground. It's part of a controversial climate solution called carbon capture. Pam Richard is an advocate with the Coalition to Stop CO2 Pipelines. She calls the technology unsafe.
So we got a moratorium on CO2 pipelines.
The temporary ban is a first in the Midwest and expires in 2 years. The Biden administration has poured billions of dollars into getting carbon capture off the ground. Governor J.B. Pritzker has yet to sign the sweeping regulations into law, but has signaled his intention to do so.
I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
One of the centerpieces for free public gathering in downtown St. Louis is back open after 8 months of renovations. City Garden, the 3-acre sculpture park stretching along the Gateway Mall, is again offering a greener and more peaceful environment than the busy streets and city sidewalks it sits among. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, an opening day party at City Garden offered a view of the amenity as a colorful hub for city residents and visitors.
City Garden can be a place for quiet reflection. But on a recent Saturday morning, St. Louis-based musician and DJ Lamar Harris offered breezy dance music that he played along to on flugelhorn and trombone. This is not a typical day at City Garden. It's an opening party thrown by the Gateway Foundation. That's the nonprofit that built and maintains the park. Heather Sweeney is its executive director. She checks out one of the newly installed pieces, Jan Kolob's bronze sculpture, Mechanical Planet, colored in shades of light blue, orange, and red.
Quite a number of differentially sized spheres playfully balanced atop each other.
Sweeney says the foundation scouts for public art that visitors can appreciate on various levels.
Kind of calling into question some of the intersection between gravity and art, but also it's just such a beautifully brightly colored piece out here on this amidst this concrete downtown glass.
We're gonna get a color changing cup for you too.
Thank you.
Is it good? Say thank you.
Thank you guys.
Closer to one of the park's water features, Yoshitomo Nara's sculpture White Ghost stands about 20 feet tall. It's a figure that looks a bit like a child and a bit like a dog. It's made of shiny white fiberglass. You kind of want to reach out and touch it, and people crowd around to do just that, knocking on White Ghost.
What's it feel like? Fiberglass.
One visitor points out that that kind of behavior is 100% allowed here.
That's the cool thing about this. You can touch only art here, too.
Gateway Foundation opened City Park in 2009 on land the city still owns. Some critics said the centrally located real estate along Market Street would be better suited to housing. A commercial space is built onto the property, complete with a picturesque terrace. It's been occupied by tenants including Caldi's Coffee, but is now idle. Owners of Burger 809 on Cherokee Street announced they'd open a location there in April. Their plans are delayed, but still intact. Christy Fox was director of Gateway Foundation when it opened City Garden.
I think the city needs more gathering points, you know, and I think this is a perfect sort of iteration of that. I'm just thrilled to see everybody here, too. You know, that it's become a magnet, a significant downtown magnet.
The newly opened expansion finally links the west and east halves of the park, where a stretch of 9th Street had bisected it. The block had long been closed to automobile traffic, but the new effect is dramatic, completing the sculpture park as one uninterrupted stretch of artwork, trees, fountains, and the best 20-foot fiberglass sculpture of a half-dog, half-girl in town. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but this morning we're going to play you out with a little bit more from Lamar Harris over at City Garden. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.